Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book The Art of Choosing by Sheena Iyengar. We're aware of the positive effects of choice, but not the negative ones. So we attribute any harm caused by too much choice to some other cause, perhaps even to too little choice. It's from The Art of Choosing, page 205. Stop me if you've heard this one. A behavioral psychologist sets up a taste testing booth in a specialty supermarket. On alternating days, she puts out 30 flavors of jam for consumers to try. The other days, she puts out only 6. In both cases, people who stop by try on average 2 flavors before receiving a coupon for a dollar off and then continuing with their shopping. More on this study in a second. But tell me, did you just register that? 30 flavors of jam. The fact that this didn't faze you should tell you something. We are inundated by choice. The freedom to choose is a powerful one. Our Western culture is built on it, and the globalization of the last 20 years has only pushed it to the next level. Do a quick Google search for jam, or shoes, or sunglasses, or virtually any other product for that matter, and you'll instantly be supplied with literally hundreds of thousands of options. But why? Why do we need so many choices? Well, because we demanded it. Because the rationale goes that if choice is good, then more choice must be better. Because we want an opportunity to express our individuality, our unique tastes, at every turn. As Sheena Iyengar explores in The Art of Choosing, however, there may be a limit to the value of exponentially increasing options. And, interestingly, there may actually be harm in going too far. Which brings us back to the jam study. The golden egg is the tipping point of choice. Even though the latter attracted more attention, more than 6 times as many people made a purchase when we displayed the smaller set of jams. That's from The Art of Choosing, page 187. So, this behavioral psychologist sets up a study where we, consumers, are presented with 6 options and given an incentive, $1 off coupon, to make a decision, purchase a jar of jam. Then another batch of consumers is presented with 30 options and given the same incentive to make a decision. More options, more chance of making a decision, right? More chance of finding the exact jam that matches our unique needs and therefore makes us happier, right? Wrong. As it turns out, those consumers that were presented with fewer options were 6 times more likely to make a decision as to which jam they'd be happy purchasing. So, what's going on here? Well, in The Art of Choosing, Iyengar explores dozens of research projects, many of which, including the infamous jam study, she was instrumental in orchestrating. And these studies examine the choosing process that we're all subjected to in our daily lives. And the fascinating result is this. While we all enjoy the process of selection, being able to express our uniqueness and exercise our independent thought, there are other factors at play that can turn the choosing process into a stressful experience, factors that can actually diminish happiness rather than increase it. Too many options, it turns out, can do more harm than good. Coincidentally, I had a chance to experience this firsthand this weekend at a friend's cottage. The catchphrase of the weekend was FOMO, fear of missing out. For a couple of people, every activity decision was a stressful one. Not because of what the choice provided, but because of what it might not provide. Going snowshoeing, as an example, meant missing out on cross-country skiing. Staying in to socialize and play games meant potentially missing out on some great outdoor adventure. And while it turned into a running joke for the getaway weekend, FOMO acted as a great example of the stress that too much choice can inject into our daily decision-making. Gem number 1 is the magic number 7, plus or minus 2. Quote, this study shows that people can learn to choose from more options, but they're less likely to drown if they start off in the shallows and then slowly move towards the deep, all the while building their skills and their nerve. End quote. That comes from The Art of Choosing, page 212. Pop quiz. You're on a German car company's website, custom building your ideal vehicle. You're presented with 56 color options for the car's exterior. How easily can you make a decision? Now, what if, instead of choosing between 56 colors, you were asked to choose between 56 engine sizes and configurations? Unless you're a mechanic, chances are it's a lot easier for you to choose between colors than between horsepower and torque. 56 engine options, a selection process which thankfully does not exist on Audi's Audi configurator site, is in fact so overwhelming for a non-car expert that we might give up completely, skip the customization process, and go with something off the shelf instead. Compared to car engines, color is something most of us are comfortable deciding. So, of course, the color decision is an easier one. But there's something else going on here. Let's imagine that instead of 56 engine options, there were 4. How are you feeling about making that decision? Suddenly, it's a whole new story. We can research the differences between 4 engine types. We can weigh the pros and cons. We can imagine an action in our daily lives and make a decision that fits our unique needs. We probably enjoy the process, too, feeling good about the final decision we made. In fact, choosing from 4 engine sizes it turns out, is an easier decision than choosing between 56 colors. See, it turns out there's an optimal limit to the level of choice we're provided with, and that limit is 7, plus or minus 2. In study after study, it's been proven that we are best at making decisions and being happy with the outcome when we have between 5 and 9 options to choose from. If you want more insight into this, check out page 177 through 185 of The Art of Choosing. It's a fascinating study. So the learning here is this. If you want people to engage with you and make a decision, work to present them with less options, not more. Be it your boss, your client, your spouse, or your staff, recognize that people fundamentally crave freedom of choice, but then make it easy on them by limiting the options. Gem number 2, imagination trumps option. Quote, insisting on more when one already has a great deal is usually considered a sign of greed. In the case of choice, it's also a sign of the failure of imagination, which we must avoid or overcome if we wish to solve our multiple choice problem. End quote. Comes from The Art of Choosing, page 215. We can use the learnings from the JAM study, as well as the points from Gen number 1, to make better decisions in our own lives as well. Just like our clients, staff, boss, or spouse, we make more definite decisions and are happier with our choices when we limit our starting point. Seeking out other options or trying to keep as many doors open as possible may seem prudent, but can often be a sign of procrastination or fear of commitment. In our highly competitive world, success goes to those who do their research, choose a path, and then commit to it, fully and completely. Though it may sound counterintuitive, or just plain scary for some, there's far more to be gained from choosing a path and then thinking through the interesting and creative ways to thrive with that choice than there is in holding back from making a decision in the first place. Yes, of course, due diligence and a healthy level of research is important, but do a gut check on when enough is enough and it's time to commit. Pull the trigger. Then find imaginative ways to turn that decision into excellence. It's rare that I find a new author who truly engages. Sadly, most new business books are fairly mundane, old concepts with slightly shinier finishes. First-time author Sheena Iyengar is the exception. The Art of Choosing is a beautifully written book. It's reminiscent in style to Malcolm Gladwell or the Freakonomics team of Dubner and Levitt. Iyengar has a wonderfully inquisitive mind, asking probing questions, and then answering them with solid research projects. She also has a fabulous outlook on life. While, as she reminds us, our lives are no doubt some formulaic mix of choice, chance, and destiny, the power of choice is not one to be taken lightly, particularly in our age of infinite selection. Near the end of her book, she states, I believe that choice, though it can be finicky, unwieldy, and demanding, is ultimately the most powerful determinant of where we go and how we get there. It comes from page 261, and I happen to agree. This has been Actual Books Audio. We've been discussing The Art of Choosing by Sheena Iyengar. My name's Chris Taylor.